Representative Chip Roy demands Kamala Harris remove Joe Biden via 25th Amendment. By Amy Furr on June 29, 2024. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, is insisting Vice President Kamala Harris use the 25th Amendment to declare President Joe Biden incapable of performing his duties. Roy filed a resolution on Friday regarding the issue after Biden's disastrous performance on Thursday evening when he and former President Donald Trump debated. The document stated, calling on Vice President Kamala D. Harris to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet to activate Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to declare President Joseph R. Biden incapable of executing the duties of his office and to immediately exercise powers as acting president. Biden has repeatedly and publicly demonstrated his inability to discharge the powers and duties of the presidency, including, among others, the powers and duties of the commander-in-chief, the resolution continued. During an interview on The Glenn Beck Show, Roy said Democrats have been using Biden as a puppet to push their radical agenda. Now they saw that the gig was up, that Trump could win. They were hoping they could keep the Manchurian candidate in place. They panicked, he said, noting that they forced Biden to debate. And now they have what they need to try to push him aside in order to put someone else in his place. I think part of this is trying to end run Kamala with someone they can pass and sell. Maybe it's a Gretchen Whitmer, maybe it's somebody else. And come in and try to rally them around to come up and beat President Trump, Roy added. I think we have a constitutional duty to protect the Constitution. He's incapable, Roy said, adding that Republicans should force the Democrats to choose if they are going to support Harris or not. In February, former White House Dr. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, said the report from Special Counsel Robert Hur that described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory was validation of his declining mental state. Jackson then said officials should consider invoking the 25th Amendment, Breitbart News reported. The 25th Amendment would be a way that we could do this, you know, even if he didn't want to. If a majority of his cabinet and his vice president come to the Senate pro tempore and the Speaker of the House, and they tell them that this man is not cognitively fit, then he will get voted out with a two-thirds vote in the House and the Senate, he said. CNN political commentator Van Jones said after Biden's debate performance, there is a high likelihood that a Joe Biden victory ultimately means Kamala Harris will be president, according to Breitbart News. To read more articles about the 25th Amendment, please click here.